From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. BP says it will be a while longer before crews begin testing the new cap placed on its leaking wellhead in the Gulf of Mexico. They're not saying what's causing the delay, just that more time is needed. The chairman of a national commission investigating the BP spill is joining criticism over the Obama administration's decision to suspend deepwater drilling in the Gulf. From New Orleans, NPR's Greg Allen reports that in 2 days of hearings, the panel repeatedly heard that the drilling moratorium is causing more hardship than the oil spill itself.
The commission heard from an interior official who said the department needs a 4-month suspension to develop new safety rules, to answer important questions about how to contain a deepwater spill, and to be sure there's enough equipment and personnel to respond to another spill. At a news conference afterwards, co-chair and former EPA administrator William Riley said he was unconvinced.
So frankly, I have less understanding of why it's going to take so long to reassure people that the existing rigs are safe.
Riley and co-chair former Senator Bob Graham said they believe the administration should work faster, inspecting and certifying the safety of the 21 rigs currently affected by the ban. Graham also criticized the administration's widespread closure of fishing grounds, saying it contributed to the mistaken impression that seafood from the Gulf isn't safe. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.
President Obama has nominated Deputy Secretary of State Jacob Lew to serve as the next director of the Office of Management and Budget. Lew would assume the cabinet-level job at a time that the administration is trying to deal with a trillion-dollar budget deficit. He would replace Peter Orszag, who is stepping down this month. Federal prosecutors have rested their case in the political corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. And as NPR's David Shaper reports, as damaged as he was by the prosecution's case, the ex-governor says he'll take the stand in his own defense.
The final witness prosecutors put on the stand was one of the most powerful, Patrick Magoon, CEO of Children's Memorial Hospital in Chicago, who testified he felt threatened and at risk after being asked to raise $25,000 for Blagojevich, and that he got the message that the hospital might lose an increase in state aid for the treatment of poor children if he didn't raise the money. It's one of the most compelling allegations in the 24-count indictment against Blagojevich, who, after the government rested its case, made this brief statement on his way out of Chicago's federal courthouse.
It's been a long journey so far. For over a year and a half, I've had to sit back and wait for an opportunity to begin the process of proving my innocence. Now the process to prove my innocence begins, and I will prove my innocence, and I will testify.
His defense attorneys begin presenting his case on Monday. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The National League has beaten the American League 3-1 in the All-Star game. Asian stocks jumped Wednesday after better-than-expected earnings from chipmaker Intel. You're listening to NPR News. A congressional committee is investigating faulty sterilization procedures at a Veterans Administration hospital in St. Louis. As St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington reports, it is just the latest in a series of problems with the VA.
Last month, the John Cochran VA hospital informed dental patients of possible exposure to hepatitis B, C, and HIV. That follows a 2008 investigation into unsterile equipment at VA centers in Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee. Chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, Bob Filner, derided VA Undersecretary Robert Petzl for taking over 2 months to notify patients of possible exposure.
You just said we respond as rapidly as we can. You've heard 2.5 hours of testimony where every one of us said it wasn't fast enough. You act as if we didn't say a word here.
I absolutely agree with you, Mr. Chairman. We did not respond quickly.
But that's not what you just said in your sentence. You said we acted as quickly as we could.
Petzl says the VA is forming an investigation board to solve the problems at John Cochran. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
A baseball legend has died. Former Yankees coach George Steinbrenner suffered a massive heart attack Monday. He was 80. Steinbrenner's run-ins with players and managers were almost as legendary as his drive to win, making him a pop icon. He turned the Yankees into a billion-dollar sports empire and was at the helm when the team won 7 World Series championships. Former Yankees manager Joe Torre says Steinbrenner was a tough boss, a true visionary, and a great humanitarian. Again in stocks, Asian shares are up sharply higher, Japan's Nikkei climbing 270 points, or 2.8%, at 9,807 at this hour. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.